The pre-game interview.
Time to go downstairs inside the Cats camp for the first time this year. Assistant coach James Kelly waiting patiently alongside our own Jason Doherty.
Yes, thanks Tom. Down here with assistant coach James Kelly. And we're just talking off air, Cal, about the oppressive conditions last week at Icon Park. It's a little bit better today at Team HBA.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a breeze down here going towards a new stand, I reckon. It feels like it. But yeah, much better than the 38 and howling wind across the ground from last week. But boys did pretty well, I thought.
You've watched the stand go up, and in terms of the conditions and how it will play in terms of training and, you know, the difference in terms of the swirling breeze, you haven't got the massive hole there now. So in terms of the training here and the difference in terms of being playing on the ground, what's that been? Have you seen that a noticeable difference in the last 12 months?
Other than the aesthetics, yeah, it's sort of, I think we're on sort of the race side pocket. So I think it's a little bit more protected here. There's still a gap over the other side where it comes through, but there's all the standing room over there, so there's been a little bit of chat from the players early about having a set shot from the standing room side and potentially directing the celebrations up that way. So we tried to get Craig Drummond to do dollar pots up there or something, but it's a beautiful stand. They've done an amazing job. We've all had a tour of it. The rooms in there are fantastic. The cricket commentary up there and the big Joel Selwood sign and the footy club and the city of Geelong and the state government have done a amazing job, even though it's taken a bit longer. It's well and truly worth the wait. So hopefully we can get exactly 40,000 here in a couple of weeks. It'd be great.
James, thanks for joining us. Kingy, Cass and Nealty talking to you from up in the EJ Whitten Memorial Broadcasting Box. Over your left shoulder, or only a moment ago, was Gary Rowan. No Ollie Henry today, and obviously we know about Cam Guthrie. But just on Ollie with that precautionary rolled ankle, is it something that will keep him out of round one, or we expect he'll be right to go against the Saints?
Look, my expectation would be he'd be fine, but I'm not really in the detail of things like that, to be, like, really honest with you. Watching the incident back and talking to Ollie, he feels pretty good, so I would think he would be okay without any sort of guarantee. Always with those things, you can feel pretty good early, and the last sort of 10 or 15% is the hardest bit to sort of close off on, so I assume he would be fine, but I also wouldn't be surprised if that changed.
How did he do it, Cal?
It was just in a marking contest, just rolled it, came down, went up for a mark in a one-on-one contest and just landed on someone's foot. So just a really innocuous incident. So not an enormous amount of force through it, which holds him in good stead.
And Gary Rowan, it's listed as a back, the club's told us, and he's been managed. Do we expect him to play some footy in the next couple of weeks?
I'd like to see that, yeah. Chucky's one of those ones, obviously because he's enormously powerful. There's a lot of force that goes through his body and through his joints, so you can't sort of progress those guys' recovery like you would guys that aren't as powerful as Chucky. So with him, he's really important to us and really important to our structure. So, and we love the way he plays. So we want to give him the best chance to play the best footy for the most amount of time throughout the season. We don't want to bring him in prematurely and then, you know, we sort of lead him to an injury interrupted year. We want him to get a really good run at it because he is a really good, really valuable player for us.
Cal, it's Benny Cass. Were you a big fan of dollar pots?
You go down to a bowls club, they're still dollar pots, I reckon. It's still 1960s prices,
yeah,
I think.
That's what we want.
It'd be all right over there, I reckon. Just to get it a bit raucous and nothing untoward, but a bit of atmosphere over that side would be good, I reckon.
Absolutely. That standing room there could be going absolutely Ken Bruce. But I wanted to ask you, who of the sort of younger players, you know, not your established profile players, but who's a younger player or two who you think's had a really good pre-season and you know, can take some steps in 2024?
Sort of just looking at him now, I think Max Holmes is going to improve again on the footy he's already played in the last couple of years. He's been, I think at one stage in the pre-season, he'd done some of our metrics. He'd done the most in a couple of them, which was really important to him. And his body is in really good nick, and he's obviously a phenomenal athlete. So seeing him play some really good footy. Ollie Dempsey's been flawless throughout pre-season as well. Mitch Nevitt was in the VFL today, but he's been really good. Shannon Neal's out there today. He was fantastic, just a bit of a specimen, as we all know, but really starting to understand the game and take his mark. So those guys that'll be out there today, Ollie and Shannon Neal and Oisin Mullen and those sort of guys, I think that if they've done nothing else, they've set themselves up really well for a strong year.
Can we see, I mean, is it on, I know everything's on the table, but, you know, Shannon Neal existing in the forward line alongside Cameron and Hawkins and then maybe, you know, supporting in the ruck, is that something that you think is a genuine possibility, you know, throughout the home and away?
Absolutely. I think one of the things, you're kind of in modern footy, you don't want to have too many talls at either end because you drop off with a little bit of your ground ball pressure and things like that. So dry days when you're marking the ball, it looks fantastic. But if the ball's on the deck, you can look a bit vulnerable. But the thing that Scratch has in his favour is he's a phenomenal athlete. He's lightning fast, he's agile, he's got great endurance, and he's really good on the ground. So if you're sort of playing him, you're not playing a traditional key position tall forward. You're playing a really mobile one who can get up and down the ground. And to your point about the ruck as well, is that that's the thing that holds him in good stead there. If, you know, we can get him to sort of play around the level in the ruck and getting forward or getting back behind the ball, that's another avenue that teams have to defend. So, you know, it's all set up for him. It's sort of over to him to show us what he can do.
On K-Rock Footy, speaking with Geelong assistant coach James Kelly. Here's Mark Neild.
Oh, afternoon, James. Always a pleasure.
Hello, Merrick.
Rightio. Tom Stewart, midfield. They reckon it's your idea. Can you just talk us through it, that, please?
My idea? No, I'm not taking credit for it, but...
Well, there's no credit to take yet. He hasn't done it, has he?
No, he hasn't done it. But if it works, it's my idea. If it doesn't, it's a group decision. But, you know, I think it's one of those things we talk about a bit. He's big. He's powerful. You know, all the things you would like in a really good inside mid, but he's also the best defender in the competition. So working out the balance of what that looks like for us as a team and as a defensive group is really important, while also giving the opposition something else to think about, not just, you know, sitting him in a really predictable spot. So it's about as well as I can answer it without giving too much away, Neildy. But
no, I'm happy with that, James. Yeah, I think the listeners would be happy with that explanation.
I think it's valuable. You know, you can... with the group that we've got and the experience we've got in the team, not only Tom but other guys being flexible and being able to play in different positions is something we'd like to explore further.
Right, just off the individual players for a second, and you know, a lot of our listeners will be keen to know what area of the game style or game plan that you think you can improve on this season.
Well, you'd always like to improve in all facets, I think. You know, one thing last year was our defence probably wasn't as tight as we'd like it to be. There's some teams that scored against us a bit easily. You know, you can point to a few reasons for that, but at the end of the day, we just have to be better at it. The reasons don't really matter. They were a year ago now, so, you know, that's one thing we'd like to be good at. Like everyone, we still want to move the ball a bit quicker, give our gun forwards more of a chance to get some one-on-one contest. But all in all, we just want... to play a brand of footy that's consistent and consistently hard to beat. You know, that's the main focus for us.
That's a good summary, mate. Thank you. And final one for me is obviously we know the players battle it out hard over pre-season. We also know that the coaching groups tend to do the same thing, and there's always one coach who steps up and really likes his or her work in the gym. The player at the coach at Geelong who's done that this summer?
Oh, look, I've got Stephen King just to my left as well. He's still got the endurance he had when he played. I played with Kingy a little bit, but he gets on the watt bike and puts it up to gear 10 and grinds it away for about an hour. So he would never admit that he's really happy with that, but watching him do it is quite a sight. It's an impressive effort. I don't know, have you ever put yours beyond gear 2 or 3?
It's just all about duration, James. Thank you very much.
You just sit in the nice zone 2 cardio, do you?
Yeah, zone 2, zone put a movie 2, on, yeah. Maybe give Woosher a text, see what he's up to, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Do you two want to go for a coffee to continue this private conversation?
No.
Kelly, you might need to drag a couple of those VFL coaches into the gym.
On that note, Cal, we'll let you go. Really appreciate your time. Look forward to talking to you throughout season 2024. And
I agree with Ben too, Cal.
Yeah, enjoy your call up there in the glass house, fellas.
Hey, Benny, only person throwing stones from out of here. Cal, good luck. Talk to you throughout 2024.
Cheers, guys. Good luck.
James Kelly joining us on K-Rock Footy.
The pre-game interview.